Thanks so much for that, Dan, reading God's word for us. As we consider this passage, let's come together in prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you so much for your word, and we thank you for the news of Christmas we've been able to read about. As we consider this now briefly, Lord, we ask that you would help me to speak faithfully. Please be at work in each one of us by your Spirit, so that we would grasp the riches of your grace to us. And we pray this would cause us to turn our minds to Jesus all the more. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, in my family, we love Garfield the cat. With the characters Garfield, the dog Odie, their owner John, and John's friend Liz. It helps me get into Christmas with comics like these. So you've got Odie asking Liz, what have you got me for Christmas, Odie? A bone. And Garfield, don't look at me, I didn't tell her. Another one. John's Christmas wish for peace on earth. Garfield's Christmas wish for it to rain donuts. And the next one. John gets a ticket for disturbing the heavenly peace. Garfield says, I told you not to go caroling. In his comics and TV shows, Garfield goes on all sorts of adventures, rescuing Odie from the pound, surviving trips to the family farm, plotting how to steal the family's lasagna, and the characters grow in their friendships along the way. But there's one person who Garfield the cat never gets to meet in all of his adventures, a man named Jim Davis. Now, does anyone know who Jim Davis is? He's the author. He wrote it. That's right. See, Jim Davis created Garfield the cat in his head. He wrote the story of Garfield, and that became a comic and TV show that we all love. And when you think about it, how could Garfield the cat ever meet Jim Davis? Well, really, there's only one way. And that would be for Jim Davis to write himself into the story. I mean, perhaps Jim Davis could write it that he's born as a baby, and when he grows up, he and Garfield can go on adventures together. And, you know, this is similar to what God has done for us at Christmas. You know, we are God's creation. He created us in his head. He's created us to be real people. But how can we get to know him personally? Well, it's by him entering into our story. And that's what we celebrate at Christmas. It's what we've been singing about this morning, and it's what we just heard in the reading that was just read for us. In that reading, there's a couple, Mary and Joseph, who are engaged. And back then, being engaged was as legally binding as marriage. So when Joseph finds out that Mary is pregnant, the law demands that he publicly divorce her. But Joseph's a righteous man. In order to protect Mary's reputation, he decides he'll do it as discreetly as possible. Because for him, being righteous means he understands that grace and mercy are more important than strict observance to the law. And then we learn a little bit about who this child is in verse 22. It says, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they'll call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. The child is called Emmanuel, which means God with us. 700 years earlier, the prophet Isaiah had said there would be a child who would be born who would be called Emmanuel, and he'd be a sign that God is with his people. And now in this little town of Bethlehem, a child is born, he's named Emmanuel, and he really is God with us. If Garfield wanted to meet Jim Davis, he couldn't just go to the back fence and look for him there. He couldn't just go for a trip to the family farm. He couldn't even travel into space and find him. If they were to ever to meet, it would have to be Jim Davis's doing. Jim Davis would need to write himself into the story. And here we see the Lord has entered our story in the child Jesus. The God who spoke the universe into being came into our story as a real man with 36 trillion cells, 20,000 genes, 92 strands of DNA. It's what we sang in one of the carols earlier. pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. He came so he could know us personally. Now, there's a TV series called The Chosen where I think we see a glimpse of this. It shows Jesus' disciples eating with him, laughing with him, walking with him, just like we'll do after this service over morning tea together. He is God come into our story. We're told at Jesus' birth that he is God with us, and some of Jesus' last words before he left were, "Surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." He is God with us. But why does it matter that he is with us? Well, it's because by his Spirit, he continues to be with us even now in the good and hard times of life, in all circumstances. See, there are those feel-good Christmas movies that you see at this time of year that they come out. They present life as being warm and fuzzy, but the reality is for many of us, life is far more mixed than that. And it can even be busy, stressful, and difficult. But Jesus is with us in these times. This week I read about someone who was in full-time gospel ministry but who started experiencing headaches. He's now been enduring them for 35 years. He's had other sorrows too. He's had to step aside from ministry due to his health. But he said there's inexpressible comfort in the truth that Jesus is with us in times like this. Well, over the past couple of years, I have a good friend of mine who's faced some real challenges in work and life. He started to feel unwell. He's been unable to shake it. And now for the last 6 months, he's not been able to work. It's been hard for he and his family, but God's continued to provide for them. And he's been comforted knowing that Jesus is with him. And it's mattered to me personally. This week at Bible study, I was choking up as I was remembering what a hard year 2021 was for me. I hadn't been able to see my parents for months because of the lockdowns. When I finally got to see them, I found out that my mum had been diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. My grandma also became unwell and passed away. We had many ups and downs that year, but I can't tell you what a comfort it was to be able to pray to God and know that he was with me. So Jesus being Emmanuel is wonderful news to us. He's with us now in the good times and also in the hard times. But as you hear this, you might be thinking, well, that's great that Jesus is helpful for others. But I don't really feel like I need Jesus in my life. I have a secure job, a nice house, happy life. I don't really feel that I need him with me. And that's possible. It's possible to go through life and not feel like you need Jesus with you. But even if that's the case, I want to say that there is a day when we will need him with us, when we all stand before God, the righteous judge. On that day, when we need him most, he'll be with us. This is what one man realized. See, at Christmas, we celebrate God coming into our story as a child, but we also know that he grew up, he lived a perfect life, and he went to the cross. And on that day, there were two criminals who were crucified either side of him. One of those criminals joined in the crowd, mocking Jesus. But the other recognized that he'd sinned. He'd made a mess of his life, and he needed a saviour. And he looked to Jesus as the one who can save. And as this man took his final breaths, Jesus turned to him and said, "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise." And on that man's final day, Jesus was with him. And for us, when we come before God, we too will need someone with us. Someone who will say, "I've paid the price of their sins, I stand with them." And on that day, Jesus will turn to us and say, "Today I'll be with you in paradise." The wonderful news is that he is God with us on that day. It's why we also sang earlier, "Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise us from the earth, born to give us second birth." This is the wonderful news that we have to celebrate at Christmas, that Jesus has come into our story as Emmanuel. So I want to encourage you, The next time you see Garfield the cat, created by Jim Davis, to remember that you have been created by God, that he has entered into our story as Emmanuel, God with us. He's with us now, and he'll be with us on the day when we need him most. And if you want to hear more about this, I want to encourage you to continue to join us over Christmas on Christmas Eve at 10 a.m., Christmas Day at 9:30 a.m., where we'll be singing carols and looking more into Christmas. Or also in January, we meet here every Sunday, 10 a.m., and find out more about the God who has become part of our story. Let's pray.